Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning, Lan.
There were sharp falls in oil prices at the end of last week as Brent fell below $86 per barrel. What has been going on?
Well, as you say, Brent crashed lower on Friday. It went through the lows of mid-October, which were at 88.77, and reached a low of 85.80 on Friday. And that's the lowest Brent's traded since late September, where it reached a low of 83.65. And in many ways, it seems quite a surprising move. I mean, given that we've got the OPEC Plus cuts, which have now come into force, we have new sanctions on Russia only a few weeks away. And there's also been an increase in speculative interest in oil, so investors going long oil because they thought that oil was going to go higher. The worry, of course, is about COVID in China. Although the Chinese are looking like they want to try and find ways of reopening the economy next year, we have to get through the winter first. And that looks like it's going to be tricky. COVID cases are rising. Lockdowns are likely to follow and to grow and spread. And that is inevitably going to have an impact on demand. Also, the flip side to the sanctions that are coming into force in Russia or against Russia is that the Russians are probably trying to push as much crude out into the market at the moment as they possibly can to get product to market ahead of those sanctions coming into force, drawing down inventories and so on. And that may help to explain some of the weakness that we're seeing at the moment in the physical markets. But of course, that is a temporary effect. This could go into reverse next month. And indeed, the COVID challenge for China over the winter is a temporary effect, albeit one that could last a number of months. It's also worth noting that the cap that is being imposed on Russian crude and products is another area of uncertainty because that hasn't been determined yet. But there's an argument that's actually a bullish rather than a bearish problem because the cap really is a loophole around the additional sanctions. And so uncertainty about that cap being introduced is perhaps a bullish factor, arguably.
OPEC are meeting in about 2 weeks. What is their reaction going to likely be?
Well, it's a tricky one for OPEC because if you look at the impact that the cuts they've already made and what they're likely to do to demand next year, they point to a pretty significant deficit, judging by most people's forecast. So if you look beyond the current position of the markets and the worries about China over the winter and so on, then the outlook next year is potentially looking much tighter. And you've also got to consider that OPEC have, at least what they announced their last meeting, was that they're going to go back to having only two meetings a year rather than a meeting every month. So it's less easy for them to say, well, we'll just have a look at and see how it goes next month and then decide then. So at least if they're going to stick to that schedule, they do have to make a call now about the next 6 months. And so they may have to just sort of go with it and accept that there could be quite some volatility in markets in the meantime. It's possible, though, on the other hand, they will schedule an extraordinary meeting, say, in January, so that they can have some more time to see what the impact of the fresh sanctions on Russia are, how the COVID situation in China starts to play out, and then make a more informed decision in January. As yet, there hasn't been much chatter from OPEC members, so we don't really know what the thinking is. But that may start to build over the next couple of weeks as in the run-up to the meeting.
And what next for oil?
Well, we certainly have a very uncertain, I think, few weeks with the OPEC meeting coming up. We've got the additional sanctions, price cap under discussion, COVID in China. Feels a bit like anything's possible, but it is worth noting we have had a very big move lower already. So it's a possibility we may see prices recover. And if prices do move higher, we'd be looking at the 50-day average, which as an initial target, which is at 92.50. And then on the downside, we have the September low of 83. 65 to consider.
Let's turn now to European gas and electricity markets. Prices have been relatively calm lately, but it is getting colder. How is this impacting markets in Europe?
Well, the European gas inventory build does now appear to be at a turning point. So having advanced to about 95% full, by continuing to build at a time of year when inventory is normally starting to draw down already, But now storage levels have started to decline, particularly given that it was rather cold last week, whereas until then we had been having pretty mild weather across Europe. Over the next week, the forecast is starting to look a little bit warmer again, so that's going to help to slow declines. We are now into that time of year where there's going to be a downward trajectory in inventories. The gas market has also been made somewhat tighter as a result of a fire in the Norwegian Asgard field, which slowed production there, but Norwegian flows have now since recovered from that. Also, on the infrastructure side, it's worth noting that the interconnector, gas interconnector between Britain and Belgium has been out of action due to planned maintenance that continues until the end of this month. And that has been limiting the ability for excess gas coming into Britain, LNG and various other sources from being exported to the continent. And this, of course, is exacerbating the problem of the build-up of LNG cargoes, which have been leading to this oversupply in the UK market. And consequently, there's now a very significant difference, again, between the price here and the price on the continent. In fact, it's roughly double the price. The price in Holland is roughly double the price here. So far as the outlook, I mean, it's worth noting that the December UK gas contract did trade as high as 900, or getting on for 900 pence per therm back in August, when the Nord Stream 1 pipeline was first shut down, but is now trading under 300 pence per therm. So we've had a very significant change in the outlook for this winter due to the rapid inventory build and so on. But that also highlights how much the market can change again. So I think we do need to be very mindful of that as we start to see inventories decline as we progress through the winter.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.